Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Someone managed to bring me back from the dead.
Yeah, you should thank me, people.
I wouldn't say I'm completely back, but it's nice to have a little fun.
Yeah, be careful.
Peaches, stop.
Also, now everyone will know peaches.
Everyone will know Peaches.
So, yeah. Hi,
She's
bitches.
being. You say hi to Peaches. She's. Oh, crap. She's walking across the. No, Pizza! We can edit this later.
Oh,
Here.
she just
Play with your
sent
toy.
me a nice message.
Did she. She did send you a nice message, didn't she? Sweet of her. Okay. So we are going to be recording the badass audio questionnaire by Jack Off to Audio 555. And I guess we can call it the back if we want.
It makes me laugh because back is how we call the high school degree in France. So,
Oh. That's
ooh, crazy story.
cool story, bro.
Isn't
Okay.
if I have
Okay.
to pass my exams again, oh.
They wouldn't make you do that, would they? Oh, you're just fucking with me. Okay.
Was just crap joke. He shouldn't even react to it.
Okay, all right, all right. Let's just.
Take a deep breath. Good girl.
I will. Do you just wanna? Okay, so do you wanna read the questions, or do you want me to read them?
I don't care, honestly.
All right. Well, then, if I ask them. If
I
I
think
read
everyone
the
will be happy to
questions.
hear your voice more than mine,
Oh.
so. Nobody loves
Okay. Oh, we all love you. Oh.
I have to cry.
I can't reach through my screen and hug you right now, so. Okay. If I read them, you have to answer them first. Okay?
So much
So
pressure.
take a deep breath. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay, I'll be okay. I'll
You'll be okay?
be
Okay.
okay. Yeah.
Question number one. Would you rather. Okay, these are some awesome questions, by the way. Would you rather get caught fapping by the Pope or your mailman? And why?
Okay, I'm trying to picture a situation in which one or the other could catch me fapping. I would say the Pope would be funnier. It's just so inappropriate. Both, actually.
You have to pick one.
Oh, that's so hard. Yeah, I'd say the Pope, but just because I think it would be funnier. That's it. So, your turn.
So I was jacking off, and guess who walked in?
I didn't expect the Spanish Inquisition.
You never expect the Spanish Inquisition. This is going to be entirely too much laughing. Okay, I was thinking about this, and I think because I'm weird, I think it would be hotter if the Pope walked in because it's so naughty. And then I would never have to see him again.
The
But
Pope.
then I'd see him, yeah, the Pope. I'd see him on TV, and I'd be like, ooh. Pope Francis.
You are no demand.
Let's just hope he forgives me. I don't even know what how to say a Hail Mary. I'm not Catholic, so I'll have to learn the rosary, I guess. Okay. Number two. Okay. So I'm going to ask you the one about the penis, because I guess that pertains to you more.
Because I don't have a vagina.
Yeah. Do you have a vagina?
No.
No?
I don't.
Damn it. Okay. Would you rather
I just ruins all my chances, dude.
Would you rather have an uncomfortably huge or an uncomfortably small penis? Explain your choice.
That's a tough choice.
So do you want like a massive cock, like horse size, or do you want like a micro penis?
I believe you can do more stuff with a small one.
So I just use two fingers to check you.
Yeah, what do you want to do with a huge one? Unless fucking horses.
No, we're not at that question yet.
I think if I had to choose, I would go for the small one. Because I think you can't do much with a huge one.
Okay. I guess it's also subjective. What would be uncomfortably huge to you? I mean, uncomfortably huge could be...
How uncomfortable?
Yeah.
At first. You have to be precise when you ask questions.
Yes. Absolutely. And so I guess I have to answer whether I would want an uncomfortably loose or an uncomfortably tight vagina.
Go on.
I think I would want...
Tick, tick, tick.
Let's say uncomfortably tight, because I could always loosen up. I could always, like, there's lube, there's using fingers first, and if it was loose, I don't want it to be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
I think your body has limits, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, is uncomfortably tight like virgin tight? I mean, because that's...
Oh, I think it's tighter than that. It would be too easy.
That's true. I'll still take the tight one, because if it's loose, I don't want to have to be like...
Because for the penis, I mean, if a huge, uncomfortably huge penis is still human size, okay, go for that. But I think that's not the point of the question.
Yeah. I'll still stick with the tight vagina.
Yeah, so it could match with my incredibly tiny penis. I'm fine with that.
I just have this image of like just like this little teeny tiny. Next question. You are being anally examined. Ooh. And you have a... Ooh, I know you like this.
Everyone does.
And you have a choice of doctors. Put them in order of best to worst and explain why. Sorry, I shudder every time I read this. A doctor in clown makeup. Your high school crush. A drunk doctor. A blind doctor. And three medical students who all have to take a look or feel. And feel.
Hi. It's difficult, actually, because when things are medical, you know, I'm fine with pretty much anything. So, okay, I have to choose something.
Yes.
Someone. Basically, I think I would be fine with my high school crush at first.
Oh.
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say more, say more. Not too much Monty Python. Oh my god.
Never enough.
Then I would go with the blind doctor, because I don't know, even if he's blind, he's still a doctor.
He might be gentler, not wanting to hurt you or bump into you or anything. He might feel around a bit more.
He just wants to
and
feel.
And who says the blind doctor is male? Could be a female blind doctor.
Yeah, basically.
Maybe she accidentally cops a feel.
Yeah. Then I would go with the three med students. Okay. Especially if they are females. And yeah, doctor in clown makeup. Last, because I would be okay with that, but I would just be like, dude, seriously, what are you doing? Just do your fucking job.
What about a drunk doctor?
Oh, I forgot the drunk one. Yeah, last one, actually.
Last one, okay. Why would you have a drunk doctor last?
Because you have to put them in orders, and if I had to choose, I wouldn't choose the drunk doctor anyway. If the guy or the girl is drunk, I think it could be a bad thing for my asshole, you know?
Okay.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, they might not be very gentle.
It depends on how drunk.
Yeah.
Or hangover, you know. Zombie doctor.
Zombie doctor.
Just want to put the gloves on. Go home.
But you know what? It's that snap that scares you the most. You hear the latex and you hear a snap and you're like, oh shit.
Okay, your turn.
Alright, my turn. Okay, my worst by far is the doctor in clown makeup, because clowns are terrifying and shouldn't exist.
They shouldn't exist. Oh, God. You didn't have a child?
No, I did, and it was traumatized by clowns. Okay, I don't want to think about that. Okay. And then
I don't know how to do the English clown, but I would if I knew how.
The English what?
Yeah, it's in French.
You have to sing it now. What is it?
Hmm?
You have to say it now.
No, I just don't know how to do.
Wait, say it in French.
Bonjour les petits enfants. I had, last year, I had a teacher who had the face of a clown. No, he didn't wear any makeup, but, you know, he just had a round nose and round head, and I couldn't help but laugh when I saw
him.
Oh. Okay, go on. I interrupted you.
Okay, so that's the last one. And then I think it would be a drunk doctor, because again, they'd be making comments on, like, I think the state of things down there. They'd be like, all right, spread them.
Okay, let's put that shit on the table.
And then,
spread it, baby.
And then the med students. Because they'd all be like awkward and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, is that your cervix? Oh, I'm sorry. And then the blind doctor, because I don't know, I feel like, again, they'd be gentler. And then my high school crush. Oh, wait. I guess my high school crush, sure, why not? But as long as he doesn't still look like my high school crush, like he doesn't still look like a 15-year-old boy that wears a Misfits shirt and wears Vans all the time, then yeah, I'm okay with that.
Like, hey, nice to meet you again.
Yeah. That'd be so awkward.
Let's see that vagina.
Okay, if you woke up next to a really unattractive person after a night of drinking, would you rather remember what happens or have no memory? Explain why.
I think I would rather remember. First of all, I don't like blackouts. It's just not my thing. And yeah, I'd like to know if I protected myself and if I have to do something about that. Yeah, that's it. I think it's a good reason.
Yeah, I'd say for the same reasons. It's like, okay, what'd we do? I'd at least like to know, because I don't like blacking out either. And also, I'd like to know if they were good.
You might be unattractive, but good, so keep my number.
We'll just do it doggy style, so I can't...
Watching videos and...
Yeah. It's like, alright, let's go.
Go on. Don't mind me.
Don't mind me. Don't mind the paper bag over your head. This is the one that grosses me out. I just lost my place. What the fuck? If you had to jump into a pool full of one bodily fluid, what would you pick? In this scenario, there is no chance of catching a disease from the bodily fluid. Why would you pick it, and what do you think the experience would be like?
Yeah, so first of all, I already talked about that. Question made me laugh, because I thought I was the only one when I watch movies, and when someone's taking a shower and suddenly receive blood, I think, like, AIDS!
Full-blown AIDS.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, oh, there's dead people. Yeah, but I had blood in my eyeballs. And I'm not okay with that. So, no disease. What body fluid might pick? I don't know. I think I would cheat on that one, because I already heard Lady of Another Land's audio about that, and yeah, I think tears is the best one, because it's closer to water, and I don't know, any other fluid would be just...
Sweat. What about sweat?
Stinky.
But actually, that's a really good one, because I couldn't think of that, the tears thing at first. I thought of saliva being like the least gross of the bodily fluids, but I think that no, I'm going with tears. That sounds cleaner.
Yeah, just because we heard that before, but I don't know what I would have picked if I didn't have the ID. So thanks, lady.
Thank you.
I owe you one.
Yeah, you do. You hear that, lady? He's gonna owe you one. What two celebrities would you want to see in a pegging porno, and why?
Fuck, I never thought of that. I mean, I'm totally okay with pegging, but just seeing it, it's not really my thing, but two celebrities. And obviously I shouldn't pick French ones, because no one will understand.
You can. People can use IMDb. You can use Google. I'm probably going to use Google if you say a French actor.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be actors. It would be like TV hosts. Okay, also, can I skip that one? I really have no idea. Ah, come
on. I'm going to be mean. No, you may not.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Good boy.
So basically, it would have to be a guy I don't like.
Sarkozy.
Why not? Let's go with Nicolas Sarkozy, yeah. So, former French president, for those who didn't know, but that would be weird. And the girl would be Ségolène Royal. It was, in the 2007 presidential election, we had two candidates, and so it was Sarkozy and Ségolène Royal. And she's kind of attractive.
Oh, all right. Of course, a French female politician would be hot.
Really?
Next question.
Hey, no, you didn't answer that one.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, crap. See, for me, watching a pegging video would be hot. So I'd want to watch celebrities that I would enjoy watching. And I was thinking about this. So I kind of cheated because I was thinking about this ahead of time and I was talking to someone else about it. And I like Chris Pratt. And I said, I think his, like, aw face would look like really good. Like, oh, there's something in my ass and it feels good kind of face. I think that would look good. And then I would like to see Kate Mara fucking his ass.
Okay.
Yeah. Next one.
Yeah, let's think about something else.
You don't want to think about a guy getting his ass fucked.
No, it's not that. It's just you are starting to be daydreaming.
I totally would.
Me too, okay.
Oh, hey. If it weren't for that stupid ocean. Yeah.
Stupid ocean. Private jokes.
Fuck, marry, or kill. A mermaid / merman, which always makes you think of Zoolander. Merman! Sorry.
What?
I'll show you later.
Okay.
A centaur. Or a troll. Oh, and the third option is a troll who can cook and has a really nice body. And explain your choice.
Okay. The mermaid makes me think about... I'm gonna lose all my credit on that one, but it makes me think of Dragon Ball. How do you call him in English? Is it still Master Roshi something? You know, the old
I'm
guy?
I'm gonna lose a lot of cred here because I never watched it.
You have to read it. The anime is crappy.
Oh, really?
Anyway, yeah, it's boring, basically. But anyway, because this guy, if he's still Master Roshi, no one will know who I'm talking about. But he wants a woman, and the children bring back a mermaid, and he's like, no, that's not what I wanted. And he's like, but mermaids have boobs. Yes.
They do. And they're covered in seashells.
Or not. So, yeah, I would go to fuck the mermaid.
Okay.
I would go to marry the troll who can cook and has a really nice belly for obvious reasons. And kill the centaur because it seems I have to kill someone, but I... why? No.
It's just the game.
Yeah. Kidding, it's not a game. Centaur, we saw a sexy centaur.
We did. I had never seen a sexy female centaur before the Buffy comic. And if you guys can't tell by now, we're good friends, so we have lots of inside jokes. my cat's toy is sticking to me. Sorry. Anyway, my turn for fuck, marry, kill. I think I'd kill the merman. Because I don't want a fish penis inside me. Where's his penis? What is he going to fuck me with? This is what I want to know. Is it going to be scaly? Or does it just magically appear? I don't get it.
So I don't know, so I kill him. Ah.
So, see? People fear what they don't know. So, and then I'd fuck the centaur. It might hurt.
Shocking me. I'm disgusted.
Can't even look at me. I'd fuck the centaur. It might hurt at first because it's a horse dick.
But remember, you have an uncomfortable tight, Jane.
Oh, God, you're right. Damn it. Okay, maybe can I change my answer to loose? Okay, and then I'd marry the troll, obviously, because if he or she has a good body and can cook, then we can work past the troll face.
Paper bag.
So. The exact paper bag.
Always the same. Same answer to every question.
Okay. Number 8. Would you rather be stuck on an island with person with knowledge of the wilderness but won't fuck you? Or an attractive person who is useless for survival but is open to fucking? Additional point. You can't fap on the island because of magic or something. Explain your choice.
On that one, I have a lady's answer on my mind, too. So that's kind of cheating, but she had a good point. You can do the survival by yourself and fuck. Explain your choice, because not fucking, not vaping, not gonna happen.
You'd go crazy on an island not being able to do that.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna have to go with the same thing. If the point is that you have to be on the island forever, and that you can't work to get off the island, then yeah, absolutely, I'd pick the person to fuck and we would just learn.
And I have basics on survival. I played Minecraft. So. I didn't expect to make you laugh like that.
See, my excuse is that I was raised by a Boy Scout. A Boy Scout. My dad was like, they do camping and stuff.
Okay, I see.
I think I'd have to stick to that where I fuck the person who's useless and just teach them, and then we'd learn kind of like in Castaway, where he learned how to survive. Number 9. I love this one so much. I think this is my favorite one. You have the power to spank any historical figure for as long as you want. Who do you spank, why, and for how long?
Okay, so I guess the first answer to provide is why. So it would be to punish him or her, or just for the pleasure. That's something I didn't even consider. I should have prepared my questions. So let's go with I don't know. Come on, help me. Punishment or pleasure?
I'm choosing pleasure personally, but I like to be spanked and I like the idea of spanking, so
okay, let's go with pleasure. Who would I spank for?
Any pleasure. Historical figure.
Any historical figure. I can
Joan of Arc. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good idea.
She's been a naughty, naughty martyr.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not. Yeah. She was like 14.
yeah. I think I would go with that because I actually have and you know I'm such a crab at history, so.
Okay, my choice is Queen Elizabeth I, because I've got such a historical lady boner for her, and also I'm a huge history nerd and I've studied her a lot, so I'd choose her and I'd spank her for pleasure because she's been a very naughty queen, and and I would do it until I wanted her to spank me.
I have to fan myself.
She was a ginger and had pale skin. I mean, come on. And she also had very long fingers.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to have to go on.
Oh, I have someone. Yeah, it would be a French writer. Do you know Georges Sand? Yeah, Georges is a boy's name, but
yeah.
I explain you, but she was a woman.
Oh,
and okay. Yeah, she was a really naughty woman.
What about the Marquis de Sade? He was naughty, too.
He was quite naughty. From what I heard, I never read.
I actually have Justine. I have that. But I need to finish reading it, so it's scary. It's a little intense.
Yeah, I learned lately. I mean, when I say lately, it must be like 1 year ago, that the word sadism comes directly from his name. So.
This is why I love history. And sex, because
sex history, bitch.
Yeah, because it's so interesting. Okay, last question. And this talking with a friend about this made me realize that I really should have gone back and studied physics more. If you could have sex in zero gravity, what position would you do it in and why?
I think due to inertia. someone would have to grab something, like a ladder or something. So, yeah, I don't know if this position has a name or something. But yeah, I was thinking about the girl grabbing a ladder behind her head, and the guy standing grabbing her hips, and let's go.
Let's do this, yeah.
We are in position.
Okay. see, I had this beautiful image of two people 69ing and like spinning. And then I just basically all I want to see is that what the cum would look like.
That would do a superb movie poster, something. 69 in orbit.
With the cum, just. That's all I want to see.
Fireworks.
Or I would choose doggy, because then you could hold on to something and then the guy could just hold on to your hips.
Yeah, but you have to hold something. Because
you have to hold something, yeah.
Bing, bing on all these holes.
You would, like, literally fuck me into a wall or something. Okay. So that's enough of the weird questions. Yeah, we answered all of them.
Yeah.
Yay! Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to you too. Woo! Okay, and this is Bond Girl signing off.
Yeah, so then would I know signing off too. Bye, okay. Everyone.
Bye-bye.